This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 162, rrradio.com. Welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 162, the fall of 2013. My name is Richard Taylor. You can email me, richard@rrradio.com. On Twitter, @RootsRockRadio. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks with the government shutdown in Washington. The best headline I saw was, psychiatrists deeply concerned for 5% of Americans who approve of Congress. That, of course, was from The Onion. Have you been affected by the shutdown? I have, for sure. Maybe I can get some of the furloughed workers to help with the leaves. The annual Roots Rock Radio leaf season is upon us. For the next 2 months, I'll be spending quite a bit of time gathering up an acre and a half of leaves from 30 100-foot tall oak trees. I have commissioned a local service to do some of the major cleanup, but I'll be maintaining the lawn between their visits. You can listen to the Roots Rock Radio Show on your mobile device by visiting the website rrradio.com. There you can find the last 5 shows. Just click on each link and they will start playing. So my all-time favorite TV show is Lost. The number 2 spot is held by David Lynch's Twin Peaks Anything But Classic Murder Nightmare. And now I have a new TV show in the number 3 spot.
My name is Walter Hartwell White.
You want to cook crystal meth?
We got new players in town.
This is art, Mr. White.
We keep hearing a name.
Heisenberg.
I am not in danger. I am the danger.
Say my name.
Heisenberg.
Damn right.
Guess I got what I deserved. Breaking Bad. It was quite a journey over the last 5 seasons. Superb writing and acting. The best that TV has to offer. Badfinger's song Baby Blue will never be the same, forever burned in my memory with the image of the closing scene of the series. Guess I got what I deserved. That line applies to Walter White, the charismatic chemistry teacher turned methamphetamine kingpin, portrayed superbly by Bryan Cranston. He did bad things, but he was a difficult character not to like. Here's a letter to Mr. Cranston. Dear Mr. Cranston, I've just finished a marathon of watching Breaking Bad from episode 1 of the first season to the last 8 episodes. I have never watched anything like it. Brilliant. Your performance as Walter White was the best acting I have ever seen. This work of yours is spectacular. Absolutely stunning. What is extraordinary is the sheer power of everyone in the entire production. How the producers, yourself being one of them, the writers, directors, cinematographers, every department, casting, etc., managed to keep the discipline and control from beginning to the end is awesome. From what started as a black comedy descended into a labyrinth of blood, destruction, and hell. Would you pass on my admiration to everyone? Thank you. That kind of work artistry is rare, and when once in a while it occurs, as in this epic work, it restores confidence. You and all the cast are the best actors I've ever seen. That may sound like a good lung full of smoke blowing, but it is not. Congratulations and my deepest respect, you are truly a great, great actor. Best regards, Anthony Hopkins. High praise indeed. On another subject, what was the first song that John, Paul, George, and Ringo actually recorded together? Answer later in the show. First up, Mr. Terry Anderson. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
It's time for you to go. Wherever you go, I don't care. It's time for you to go. Anywhere but up in here. Time for you to go. Wherever you go, I don't care. We'll be right back.
major 45-minute song. I'm 10-minute project took a lifetime too long. Can't just pass it the way that I am. I'm calling the shots, I ain't your right hand man. Those are implications. See the Congo.
There's one more to happen.
I know the level for the road. I said that there's one more to happen. I know the level for the road.
We just heard Pieta Brown. We heard her tune Precious Game on the web, PietaBrown.com. Before that, we heard Vu Davis. We heard his tune One for the Habit, One for the Road on the web, VooDavis.com, V-O-O-D-A-V-I-S. Before that, we heard Junestar. We heard their tune My Sweetheart on the web, Junestar.com. And opening this set, we heard Terry Anderson from his CD, More Smooth Jazz. Time for You to Go on the web, oakteam.me. OAK, O-A-K stands for Olympic Ass Kicking Team. So David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, who first premiered their roles as FBI agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully on The X-Files 2 decades ago, met up recently. The series aired 9 seasons and resulted in 2 feature films. The actors got together to mark the 20th anniversary of the series premiere. Both 53-year-old Duchovny and 45-year-old Anderson are interested in the 3rd X-Files film. All the principals are on board, including X-Files creator Chris Carter, Duchovny said. Gillian and I want to do it, so it's really up to 20th Century Fox at this point. Anderson said if fans really want another film, they should let their voices be heard. In 1965, The Who recorded My Generation at Pye Studios, London. When released as a single, it reached number 2 on UK chart. Roger Daltrey would later say that he stuttered the lyrics to try to fit them to the music. The BBC initially refused to play the song because it did not want to offend people who stutter. Be careful what you wish for. In 2001, 2 security guards were sacked after refusing to allow Bob Dylan into his own concert. Dylan, who had demanded that security on his Love and Theft tour should be tighter than ever, didn't have a pass when he arrived backstage. Next up, Johnny Barber and the Living Deads. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Last Saturday night, when I called to take you to a rock and roll bar, but your line was busy. Then was rocking and rolling out in the street, but your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was so busy. You got me busy, busy, busy. Now you got me walking around dizzy. Shook up the whole snack bar, but your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was busy. You got me busy, busy, busy. Now you got me walking around dizzy. I stopped by the drugstore to have a mop, play the jukebox and I have a little talk, but your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was busy. You got me busy, busy, busy. Now you got me walking around dizzy. Your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was so busy. Oh, yeah, your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was so busy. Oh, you're busy, busy, busy. Now you got me walking around dizzy.
Stick to some promise that you made. I'm shaking like a rockabilly preacher who's been waiting on Elvis to come walking through the church house door. I'm begging like an unforgiven sinner who keeps calling on the good Lord to help us all. across the years you slowly trace. Then you tear everything out of your suitcase, and we're stuck here in this embrace. I'm shaking like a rockabilly preacher who's been waiting on Elvis to come walking through the church house door. I'm begging like an unforgiving sinner who keeps calling on the good Lord to help us. Another name. I guess you found a way to run from all the trouble. Running in your busted flat from a dangerous man. The kids are on the train. They'll be here in the morning. I'm shaking like a rockabilly preacher who's been waiting on El. To come walking through the church house door. I'm begging like an unforgiving sinner who keeps calling on the good Lord. Shaking like a rockabilly preacher who's been waiting on Elvis to come walking through the church house door. I'm begging like an unforgiving sinner who keeps calling on the good Lord. High above LA, and I'm racing through this town in my terraplane.
Thank you.
We just heard Gina Villalobos. We heard her tune, Don't Defeat Me. On the web, ginavillalobos.com. Before that, we heard Kim Taylor from Southern Ohio. We heard the tune, American Child. On the web, kim-taylor.net. Before that, we heard Kaz Murphy, Waiting on Elvis. On the web, kazmurphy.com. And opening the set, we heard Johnny Barber and the Living Deads. Your Line Was Busy. On the web, johnnybarber.com. In 1970, Janis Joplin's ashes were scattered at Stinson Beach in Marin County, California. The singer had been found dead on the floor beside her bed at the Landmark Hotel in Hollywood, California, on October the 4th. The official cause of death was an overdose of heroin, possibly combined with the effects of alcohol. In 1973, the Rolling Stones started a four-week at number one on the U.S. album chart with Goat's Head Soup, the group's fourth U.S. number one. Next up, the Del Lords. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Got a burning desire, I can't let go. My dreams are on fire, I can't let go. No intention of doing so. No, 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 I can't let go. Hanging on to a rocket, can't let go. Stuff it back into my pocket, I can't let go. No intention of doing so. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I bit the apple, I bit the Eve. Maybe that was my mistake, cause I'm getting a little old. Still no self-control. No, 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 but if you could be me and I could be you, you would know that every word that you heard is true. Maybe I could see what the hell was wrong with me. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
thing she lacked, with words that bite and can't take back. And then she got the nerve to say goodbye. And she said, you really know how to break a heart. You can never be true. You really know how to break a heart. You better hope no one does it to you. She paints her nails, she paints her face. She'll spend the night at some other guy's place. Karma opens a can of whoop ass. She made him feel the hurt he's done. He'll smart from this for years to come. To sleep before he looked will be his last. And he said, you really know how to break a heart. You could never be true. You really know how to break a heart. You better hope no one does it to you. Oh yeah.
It's 4 a.m. and when you leave tonight, you'll never come back again. I tried so hard to be tried and true, but there's just one more thing I gotta say to you. Since you're thinking tonight of leaving with him, well, I promise you'll regret it when you're old and gray and love's left you. Well, you can roll me down to the end of the line. You can knock nine down and leave one outside. I've never met no one as mean as you. You never tried so hard to tear my heart out. You never tried so hard to tear my heart out. 5 a.m. there's a knock on the door. He best not show his face round here no more. Gunning for me, yeah, leaving with you. That's just two more things that he'll never do. You can take my money, you can hit my ride. You better pray on Sunday I don't step outside and kick his precious head in. Well, you can roll me down to the end of the line. You can shoot five out and leave one inside. I swear that's the last thing that you'll ever do. You never tried so hard to tear my heart out. You never tried so hard to tear my heart out. You never. Put a note on the door. You're not welcome here. ever tried so hard. You never tried so hard. You never tried so hard to tear my heart out. Where do I draw the line in this struggle of mine? Tired of being the guy who lets his cup run dry. Always playing it safe, missing out on the chase. I know it's not a race. I'm ready for a taste of my own. It's black tie, it's like a noose. It's too tight, sometimes too eyes, they've been stalking you, watching everything you do. It's just a matter of time before they find the reason you went away, the reason you couldn't stay here on your own. It's black tie, it's like a noose. It's too tight, sometimes too loose. It's dark eyes, they've been stalking you, watching everything you do.
We just heard Leaving Venus. We heard their tune Black Tie on the web, facebook.com, Leaving Venus. Before that, we heard from The Famous. We heard their tune Tear on the web, thefamous.net. Before that, we heard Billy Coulter's new song, How to Break a Heart, featuring Doug Tull on drums. On the web, billycoulter.com. And opening his set, we heard from the Del Lords. We heard their tune Princess on the web, del-lords.com. What was the first recording that John, Paul, George, and Ringo played on together? Well, in 1960, the Beatles and two members of Rory Storm's Hurricanes, Ringo Starr and Lou Walters, recorded a version of George Gershwin's Summertime in a Hamburg recording studio. The track was cut onto a 78 RPM disc, marked the first session that included John, Paul, George, and Ringo together. I'm waiting on the rest of this parade year to pass by. I can see the new year just around the corner. Speaking of the new year, I'm gathering material for the annual Roots Rock Radio Christmas show. If you're in a band, record a Christmas song and send it my way. Richard@rrradio.com. In 1971, music publishing firm Arco Industries filed a $500,000 lawsuit against Creedence Clearwater Revival's John Fogerty, claiming that his song, Traveling Band, contained substantial material copied from Little Richard's Good Golly Miss Molly. The suit was eventually dropped. Speaking of Little Richard, in 1951, 18-year-old Richard Penniman made his first recording for RCA Camden at the studios of Atlanta radio station WGST. In 1955, Buddy and Bob, Buddy Holly, opened for Elvis Presley at the Big D Jamboree, held at Lubbock's Cotton Club, Texas. Nashville talent scout Eddie Crandall was in attendance and arranged for Holly to audition and record demos for the Decca US label. Well, there you have it, another edition of the Roots Rock Radio Show. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.